Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're starting a new Masechta, Maseches Tainis. And here as well, the Art School and the Ois V'Hodor have the same Tzuras Adaf, so you'll be using the Ois V'Hodor edition. As usual, we are mainly focused on the Pirush of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So Zog the Mishnah, Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, Me'emosai Maskirin Gvurus Kshomim. When do we start saying Ma'ashev Ruach U'moy R'dageshem? Abla Zohimer Mi'yoyim Tov Rishon Shechak. You start on the first day of Sukkot. B'shu'ohimer Mi'yoyim Tov Achron. You start from the last day of Sukkot, meaning from Shmini Atzeres. Oy B'shu'o, Oil V'ein Kshomim Simen Brocha B'chak. Says B'shu'o, when rain comes on Sukkot, it's not a Simen Brocha, as we learned in Masechet Sukkot. Lama umaske, so why should he mention Geshem? He's not asking for rain. He just mentioned that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings rain. But when does the rain? When should the rain come? When is the right time? According to you, you should mention rain also in the summer. Why are you mentioning rain only from Sukkot? So you see, we don't mention the rain even if we're not asking for the rain. You should not mention for the rain unless you need it. So the Gemara may most of us kiring for shami v'chulim. Time of the Ablozer al day shar boss meaning malolu gdeili malamaim. The reason of Ablozer is the arba meaning that we have in Sukkot. These meaning the lulav, the esrog, they need water. La figure chem boim praklitim lamaim. That's why they come as a praklit, meaning as a advocate for the water. So we bring it and we speak about the water. Meaning we speak about Geshem. That's why we mention shami for the beginning of Sukkot. Another explanation. When a slave is serving his master, so he asks for his reward. So we bring in the lulav and esrog, and we dive into Hashem, give us the rain. When a slave serves his master, and then the master is very happy and satisfied with the slave, then he asks for his reward. This asks for the reward immediately started working for him. Only when he completed the job, meaning the end of the sukkah, when he finished the lulav esrog. Another claim that Rabbi Yeshua said, and I have a tevia pirsoi l'samach l'pirsoi. You don't ask for the reward until you need the reward. So the Eved is coming and asking what he needs when he needs it. And we don't need the rain until after Sukkot. We're not going to ask for the rain until after Sukkot. Continues the Gemara and brings another braiso. Tanya b'lezor imer mishas netilas lulav. You start asking when you start taking lulav. You start shaking lulav. And b'shua imer mishas nechu when he puts down the lulav. So the Gemara, da'ite da'adin basrayo, this last one, means this last braiso, he da'ite da'ablosa kadmaiso, he da'ite da'achayiso. Meaning, Reblozer works both according to the Mishnah and according to the braiso. He says the same thing. In the beginning of Sukkot, he starts saying, emashavurach morid ha'geshem. But, michlefe shitose de'abishuo. But according to Abishuo, there is a difference. Why? Tamu no'im emiyon tov ha'achorin, fa'achorin emishas ha'nechoy. In the Mishnah, he says, you start saying Mashavurach and the Yunt of Achron, meaning Shmini Atzeres. Here he says, the minute he put down the lulav, Mashma on Hoshana Rabbah, he starts. No. It doesn't mean you start Hoshana Rabbah, because you can shake lulav the entire day. So if he could do lulav in the evening too. So you're not saying Mashavurach until you get to the next day to Shmini Atzeres. Says Moavi asking Rebbe, if you're just waiting to stop with the lulav, so you should start saying Mashavurach with Geshem in Ma'ariv of Shmini Atzeres. Why are you waiting for the day? Leis kolam otamon. Says Gemara, not everybody is there in Ma'ariv, so therefore we don't start in Ma'ariv. Says Gemara, if you ask him a shachris, why you start only in Musaf, you start in shachris? Afu sov Hashem iskirim be'ariv u'avim matkar. Meaning, maybe someone missed Ma'ariv, comes in the morning, says everybody say mashiv uroch with the geshem in shachris, says, oh, they probably start in the evening, and the next year is going to start in the evening. But once he sees and not saying Mashavurach and Shachris only in Musaf, he knows the beginning didn't start in the evening, it started in Musaf. Everybody will be very clear the Musaf is the starting point. Many they told Ramano the same question and answer that you had, that's what your father as well asked and answered. Here's the Gemara in the Aleph Amud Beis. Rav Chaga b'shem Rav Pidas also liyochid laaskir shehaskir shliach tzibur. The yochid cannot start saying Mashav Ruach with the Geshem until the shliach tzibur starts. So says the Gemara of Simon b'shem Rishum Levi, we're using the gears of Rav Chaim v'chi b'shliach tzibur adover toli. It depends on the shliach tzibur to start saying Mashav Ruach with the Geshem. Omar Amana Kamei Av Chaga Ayuma Upolik. Does he disagree? And he holds it doesn't depend on Shtech Tzibur? Omar Lei Loi. Da Deat Omar B'Shtech Tzibur Dover Toluy Yochadim Yotzo Laski Maskir B'tal. What he asked, that doesn't depend on Shlech Tzibur, and Yochim could do it on his own. Then we talk about Moi Yidatal. Moi Yidatal, you could say the entire year, so you don't have to wait for the Shlech Tzibur. What you have to wait for the Shlech Tzibur to start, that's Begeshem, that the Tzibur has to start together. So B'chaim here brings two explanations. Either means a person comes late and he sees the Tzibur already dominating Shmoneh Esrei, he should assume that they announce Meshiv Ruach Begeshem. Or it means that the tzibur together doesn't need a achrozo. Once they start davening, they could change Shabbat Shavuach and Merida Geshem. Continues the Gemara and says, "Keshem shetchias ameisim chaim loilum, kach yirida sekshamim chaim loilum." Going to explain why we say Shabbat Shavuach and Merida Geshem in Mechaya ameisim, because they both bring life to the world. Reb Chiya bar Bar Shmuel Miradoi, he learns it from the following pasuk: Yechayenu miyomayim b'yoyim ashlishi kimenu. When you talk about chayim, coming back to life, v'nichye lefanav, live in front of him, neidav v'nidav l'adas Hashem k'shachar nochem metzorim. We're going to run after Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'yavoy k'geshem lanu k'malkoi shor yaretz, and we'll have the words of Hashem like rain, so we can bring rain to tchias amesim. So Eliyahu Novi brought a klolo. When Achov did not want to listen to Hashem, Chai Hashem lo keisrael shamati lefonov imi hashoni meile tal umotor kim lefit vori. There will be no dew or rain unless I say so, and that's the start of the big hunger in the time of Achov. Sigma brachio amar v'yosov v'rabonin chad amar bein al tal ben al mat amotor nishmaloi. One says Eliyahu Novi's klal worked and there was no rain and no dew for that kufa. He was heard for the rain, but not for the tal. Only regarding rain, the klal it worked. Because it says that Hashem told Eliyahu Novi, go to Achov, give rain to the world. Did not say anything about tal. So you see, the tal never stopped. If you tell me that both stop, so when did Tal come back? That's his name. So one answer is, once rain stopped, once the klola of rain stopped, so also the klola of the Tal stopped as well. Is the Mayim Eimar? Some say, you know when the Tal stopped? Bibna Shel Tzarfis. The story with the son of the Tzarfis, the Eliyahu Novi brought her back, the son back to life. Because it says over there, Vayikra Hashem, Vayir Hashem Elokai, Hakaman Almona Shel Mizgori Imo, this widow that I'm living by, Hari Oysol Amis, no, you made bad to her to kill her son. Meaning Eliyahu, that Davin, that the son should come back to life. So my view though, by Pazi, I'll give you a mashal. Lechot Shigonov Natiko Shoifis. Someone came and stole the briefcase of the doctor. Imkishu Yoitse, as he's going away out, Nivtza Benoi, the son of the thief, got hurt. Chozoret, so he goes back to the doctor. Vomaloy, don't you arrive for a pez mnik? Please, dear my doctor, heal my son. Omaloy tells the doctor, Lech v'achzer sanarti, go bring back the briefcase you took. Shekol minei refus, the new same boy, all the medicines are there. Fanim rabbi zmincha, then I'll heal your son. Go take away the nether. They said there'll be no tal to do in the world. You know how the mesiv come back to life with tal. And that's how I'm going to come and also bring back to life the son of the Tzarfis. How do we know the mesiv don't come back to life unless you have tal? So it says over here, Tal, when we talk about the Tchias Amesim. How Veretz referring to Appeal? What does the Pasuk mean, Veretz referring to Appeal? Hartarcho Madroi, again the same name. The Aro Tifkado Tefalet. The Eretz will take away what was Nifkad by her, meaning the Pikodin that was given to the Eretz. So the Eretz will take out the dead from it, because it's holding on to it. So he says Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu, when Avraham Avinu did my ratzoi nishbati lo she'eini mozis told me bonav loylam, I swore to him Tal will never stop from his children. Matam, what's the word you see it in the pasuk? It says nishba Hashem v'lo inochem mata kohen loylam, referring to Avraham Avinu. You have Tal, to your children. That's a Gemara Darshins, to your children always will have tal. As a gift to their father. Because it says in the Pasuk, that's what Yitzchak gave Yaakov, the gift of Tal. Continues the Gemara Darshins and Mudalaf on top. When Am Yisrael is doing Aveiris, Shomim Netzorim. So then there's no rain. Bring an old man, he comes and davens for them. That brings rain back. So the rain depends on Am Yisrael. They're doing the right thing. They're davening, comes rain. The tal doesn't come for a person. It doesn't matter if a person davens, they're doing the right thing. Tal always there. My time, what's the source? It says in the Pasuk, Tal meis Hashem, kerevivi malei yesev, ashloi kavel leish, velo yeyachel levnei odom. I mean, the tal doesn't depend on human beings, on their deeds, or on their davening. Tal always comes from Hashem. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis, Daf Aleph.